Jim is a great guy, very cerebral when it comes to the game of football, just knows so much about schemes, about why he's calling things. And I feel like the difference I've seen in him versus other DCs I've been with is when we're installing, like he's installing with the reason why we're installing. You know, it's never just putting a play in just to put a play in. It's each play has a purpose, has a reason, and he tells us exactly what he wants out of us in that play. And when you got a guy like that, it's easy to play for because you know where you stand. You know if I'm doing the job, if I'm not doing the job. And so it's easy to, you know, go out there and play fast.
New addition to the Bills defense, Bradley Chubb at training camp at St. John Fisher University. Sports Talk Saturday, Joe Cali, Owen Parker here with you for 1.5 hour more.
When I was grabbing that clip, I noticed he sounds so much like Von Miller, just like speaking, bit. Like listening.
There's the same cadence to the voice, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And Chubb, honestly, he's a player, should have asked Sal this, he's a player I'm really excited about. If he does what he was doing in Miami, maybe a little more.
Sure.
He's a huge impact on that defense. So
yeah, absolutely. We've endlessly discussed that position needing to improve and make more of an impact. And
right.
If he's what he was last year, that's an impact.
He was a nightmare for the Bills for a while.
Yeah.
So if he can just do that for the Bills, that's very good. So
absolutely.
Pick your poison, if you will. It's time to put a parlay together. Let's get some NFL music going. Let's have some fun with this because we went through, Derek and I went through last week, just the divisions. He kind of picked like loose winners to be revisited as the season got closer. I want to lock this down. I want to get ready. I want to put together a big winner here. Maybe look at some other futures to tie in as well. But we'll start with the AFC. Mm-hmm. As I pull up my list here, I'm navigating this app and I don't know where I'm going. So I'm in the thick of this right now. But why not the AFC East to start things off?
AFC East.
We'll do the hometown quick. We'll get ready there.
Yeah, we all know where we're going here. Yep. Bills are taking back the division from the Patriots. I would think 12 wins probably gets it done. It's going to be, I think the Patriots are going to be good. But I think the Bills will reestablish their dominance in the AFC East.
Yes, I agree. Buffalo Bills. I think it's also the Patriots really seeing a hard schedule for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the fourth place schedule. Drake the schedule May. He was crowned, right?
Right.
I still think they're going to be good. They're going to be like maybe how the Dolphins were contesting for the division, but they also did get a lot better. We can't discount that. Like, the receiving room's better.
Yeah, they're a better team.
So they're going to put up a fight. I think it'll be down to the wire again, but I'm with you. I think the Bills do come out on top. We'll go to the AFC North next. It has the Ravens favored, -112 here.
Mm-hmm.
Bengals second, Steelers third, Browns fourth. Of course, I think the Browns are where they deserve to be.
Yes.
The Steelers, I've seen a lot of people saying Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers might be able to surprise one last time. I don't see that. The Bengals, with their strength of schedule and who they have, and if Joe Burrow stays healthy, like, they have Sexy Dexy on the defense now.
Yeah. To me, this is
the Bengals' year.
This decision is between Baltimore and Cincinnati, and really I think what it is who is going to stay healthy. Is it Burrow or Jackson? I think that's what you're picking here.
I take Burrow.
I think
he's put up MVP numbers with no defense the last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's due for the defense is a little better already than it was. If they could just get a stop or two for him, he wins, those 50% games go the other way, and then he's in the playoffs.
Right.
So give me the Bengals.
I'm with you on the Bengals. I like that pick.
Yeah.
I think their schedule, you mentioned it, is horrible, and they will... I think if Burrow is healthy, they will cruise.
Sure.
To 10-plus wins.
Without question.
And I think they'll win that division.
Yeah. Over-under win totals will be another fun one to get to at some point as the season approaches. AFC South. This one can get a little interesting here. The Colts, where they ended up in the division, actually helps them. If Daniel Jones stays healthy and that Alec Pierce gets healthy, right?
Right.
You have Jonathan Taylor still. If they go on a hot streak again with a weaker schedule because of where they finished, I think they have a chance here, and they're +380, their third favorite right now to win that division, of course.
Yep.
I kind of like the Colts, but I also, Houston with the defense, they re-signed Will Anderson Jr., they extended him, and then Jacksonville, they were in the playoffs last year, and they put up a fight against the Buffalo Bills.
They did.
They were good.
Yeah.
Jacoby Myers is on the team still, like they extended him, so I don't know what to do with the AFC South. This is kind of tough.
It is definitely a tough one.
Could the Titans threaten?
No.
There's not this year.
Not yet.
I'd say they're a year away from possibly
threatening. I like them to improve, but I don't think that they're going to be able to handle, you know, the Houston defense twice.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't see them winning the division. I could see them definitely improving on their season last year.
Right.
To be worse than they were.
It's kind of a tough ask to be worse.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really interesting division. The Texans, C.J. Stroud's such a wild card to me. I lean towards the Jags here.
Yeah.
Because I think Cohen is undeniably a great head coach, and Lawrence, to me, has proven more than Stroud has.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that offense better than I like the Houston offense.
Yeah. The only thing I'm scared about is the Colts healthy last year. Look at where they were. They were winning the AFC until Daniel Jones broke both of his legs, essentially.
Again, though, that's another one where I liked what Daniel Jones did last year. Respect.
Can he replicate?
I don't know that he's replicating that again.
Yeah.
And I have much more faith in Trevor Lawrence finding a way to repeating as a 12-win team than I do in the Colts finding their way back to the success they had last year.
Right. You mentioned Liam Cohen, too. That's a huge
factor. Cohen is, I think, elite, and that is huge.
You've got
an offensive mind like that. I really like Cohen. I think the Jags take that division. Are we doing separate ones here?
I'm gonna collaborate. I'm going the All Jags. Right. I'm good enough on that. This one was kind of a toss up. Like I might do a separate one myself with the Colts, just as a hedge, if you will. But
right.
I'm riding the Jags for this one because I mean they're kind of undeniable with Cohen. I agree with
now
you.
Now here comes the
AFC West.
This is the
wild,
by far
wild
the toughest,
West.
Toughest, I think, division to pick in the league. Maybe. You know, aside from, you know, the NFC West, that's also absurd.
Well, we'll take this opportunity to, I guess, just chat about, like we have been, teams around the NFL. We'll start with the Raiders at the bottom. They're plus 2,000. Is Mendoza potentially going to start? A lot of discourse around national shows and all that is they should just start Fernando Mendoza. Like, Kirk Cousins should not be starting.
I saw a clip of Cousins doing some sort of footwork drill.
It's not the same
and
anymore.
And it looked like he was 90 years old.
Yeah. Post-Achilles injury, because he snapped his, too.
Yeah.
Not the same.
No, that's trouble. I mean, it's not like Kirk was exactly mobile before.
No, no. So but it's even worse now.
Right. It still will hinder him. I think they easily finish last in this division.
Yeah.
It'll
just be interesting to see the quarterback battle, because if Mendoza does start, does that juice him a little bit? Do the odds change?
It could. I mean, it could.
But he could flame out, too. The
it
quarterback
changes
class
their
wasn't
whole.
Super
I think it just widens the scope of their result possibilities.
Right.
They could be worse or better. With
it extends the floor and the ceiling.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, the Broncos. They're the third play. Like, right now on the odds, they're third from the top.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 225. It gets pretty tight here because their odds are pretty much the same. They're not really – you're not going to do all that much choosing either one. No one's a clear, clear favorite. The Broncos, though, at 225, can they do what they did last year?
I think Peyton, in the similar way of Cohen, I will give credit to as an elite offensive play caller.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be considered.
They're kind of old, though.
A little bit. I do like Waddle is nice.
That is very. That's
they
right.
They bring in Jalen Waddle and like
that's
him
right.
and Sutton, and that defense is legit. They are scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
They are good. I don't know that I believe that they're going to beat out the other two teams in this division, though. I think the Chiefs are a wild card, but the Chargers to me are really interesting.
I'm picking the Chargers.
I'm in too. Let's do it.
He-Man, If-Man, Justin Herbert.
Yep.
I got to say, we're seeing the clips. We've talked about it with Sneaky Joe this week of Harbaugh and McDaniel interacting on the field with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And that just seems like two insane people who are both savants at their work.
Psychos.
Like just
psychos.
It's going to work, right? Like,
yeah.
And Herbert just needs a good offensive coordinator. He had Greg Roman, and he was putting up good numbers, right?
Yep.
Like, with McDaniel, with what he did with Tua, associate that with Justin Herbert, you immediately feel better about the Chargers. So
for sure.
The Chargers picking the Chargers to win that division. To the NFC, if you're ready.
I am.
All right. NFC East we'll start with.
All right.
Is it a bad thing? As a Bills fan, I know a lot of older Bills fans who were around for the Super Bowl years are going to hate me for this. I'm really feeling the Cowboys this year as a potential to win that division.
They have been plastered all over the talkie talk shows,
mm-hmm.
the screamy talkie talk shows.
Yeah.
And I mean, that offense, I think, is going to be
Dak,
potent.
CeeDee, George Pickens. Yeah. Like,
and they had a good
Javonte Williams, and the run game was good last year.
Mm-hmm. I like some of the stuff they did on defense. Like Caleb Downs is a stud,
mm-hmm.
and that's a nice piece to bring in and add. And you know, if they get that defense to an acceptable place with their offense, that's a scary, scary unit.
Right.
Them over the Eagles.
The Eagles, though, no A.J. Brown.
No A.J. Brown.
You only have Devontae Smith,
yes.
who is good. I'm not discounting that.
Yes.
He's very good.
Skinny Batman.
But Mekhi Lemon, if he pans out or not, that's now a question. And he's an interesting cat, to say the least, right?
Absolutely.
The Commanders, they might be there if they stay healthy. They're still a little older.
They are so, I mean, they just went so down the drain last year that it just was.
They were in the NFC Championship.
Mind-boggling. So I'm a little concerned about them. I think, what do you like, Dallas or Philly here?
I like Dallas.
I like Dallas, too.
I like Dallas. I think Dak, it's time. I got to be honest with you. We're talking about the top 100 list. Where's he going to come in? It's going to be high, right? People look at him as a top five quarterback in the league.
Yep.
They always talk about it, but he's got no hardware. He's got nothing to really prove that because he always ends up injured. He had that horrific injury a couple seasons ago. Mm-hmm. Then he's coming back from that. Cooper Rush is in a lot for him at points in their seasons, right?
Yep.
One full season of Dak with those guys and the defense a little better than it was after losing Micah Parsons last season. They added a couple studs, like you said. I think the Cowboys are going to win the division this year. NFC North. This division's also a crapshoot.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
I'm looking at the Vikings here at plus 510, and that's blowing my mind that that's their number.
Well, they don't have a quarterback yet.
I know.
That's the problem.
I know.
Do you get in on them, though, now, expecting Kyler Murray at plus 510, and then, Kevin O'Connell and Kyler Murray, we got to drop him down to plus 300 or something like that, right? Like,
yeah. There's too many. That division's too, I think, too strong.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm picking the Lions because they have the easiest schedule in the NFL.
Yeah.
They're going to waltz right through that. They're a good team still, even without Ben Johnson. They beat Ben Johnson last year. They, with Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, isn't he holding out, actually?
I would expect that gets done.
They're going to figure it out.
That's not, I don't think that they're losing Gibbs.
No, because they only have Pacheco if they lose Gibbs because they lost David Montgomery.
They're not playing with that.
Still have Amon Ross St. Brown. Jared Goff's a good quarterback.
Sam Laporta.
I think they're going to walk that easy schedule.
All right.
That's probably
I'm
why
I'm a little
favorite.
Nervous about the Bears, but I will ride the Lions with you.
The Bears, though, first place schedule, right? They won the division?
Yes.
Yes? I'm almost positive they did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
The first place schedule. They had a fourth place schedule last season.
Right.
So I'm not discounting Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. They're
good.
Caleb
Williams is legit.
And Rome Odunze is healthy. His foot is fine, he says. So, and Luther Burden as well. So, I mean, they have a really good team. I'm not trying to discount that. I think the strength of schedule, though, is going to play heavily into the Lions' favor. They're going to blink and win 13 or 12 games, mm-hmm. I think. But we'll see. NFC South. Buccaneers, Saints, Panthers, Falcons. I hate this division because everyone wins with a sub-500 record. And it came down to the Panthers or the Bucs last season at 8-9. It was just disgusting.
Stinks.
Or 9-8. Brady, Stinks. We talked about it for this week. Tom Brady went to the Super Bowl, or not to the Super Bowl, to the playoffs at 8-9 on that team.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
It's crazy.
What do you see here, though? Tyler Shuck is being really pushed as like, the Saints are going to be for real this season.
Uh-huh.
The Bucs, they haven't figured out anything with Baker contract-wise. I forget the word he used.
Oh, disrespected.
Disrespected, yes.
Yeah.
Disrespected.
And they also lost Mike Evans, and Vita Vea is also
asking for the way out. Yeah.
And they're the favorite by a good margin here at plus 164.
Falcons with Diego Pavia potentially, depending on what the quarter. Matt Ryan potentially suiting up for them again.
The Falcons quarterback situation takes them completely out of consideration.
The Panthers, Bryce Young not doing it for you?
No.
Not even after last season where they're close?
No.
No?
I gotta tell you that I think I'm leaning on the Saints here.
Me too. I have them selected right now. I'm looking at it.
I don't like the Bucs with everything going on down there. I also don't think Bowles is that good.
No.
And
that might be where McDermott ends up.
Yeah, I think Kellen Moore is very smart. He was great in Dallas when he was the play caller there.
Mm-hmm.
I really like what he does. I think Shuck to me is maybe another one of these like guy that's decent enough that you don't want to just leave him at the wayside for a better guy, but he's not good enough to be that great.
Yeah.
But I think that's good enough to win you a horrible division.
Sure.
And so I'm gonna go with the Saints here on this as well.
Okay. I like it.
Saints to win the NFC South. All right. Now, here is just the gauntlet.
Yeah. I'm picking the Cardinals at plus 10,000. We're going to supercharge this thing.
Jacoby Brissett.
Yes. LA Rams. Funnily enough, did you see McDermott visited with the Rams?
Yes, I did. Man. Yes, I did.
Get some defensive, you know, just chatter and all that over there. Looking at that defense, I mean, that's the one to take away from if you can. But
for sure.
We'll see where McDermott ends up. That was a conversation yesterday. Next season. NFC West. Rams, Seahawks, Niners, Cardinals.
Can we just not overthink this?
It's the Rams.
It's the Rams.
Yeah.
I think if you're picking this right now and you're doing anything other than picking the Rams, you're thinking too hard.
Yeah.
The Rams are the best team in the league.
I agree.
By a lot. Their defense,
and if they add Aaron Donald, that's still up
right
in the air.
Their defense already was pretty good. They added Myles Garrett.
The best defensive player in the league.
The best offensive play caller on the planet,
yeah,
in my opinion, in Sean McVay. They've got the MVP in Matt Stafford,
mm-hmm,
and they've got weapons out the wazoo.
Davante Adams.
They are the best team in the league.
Yep.
So they are winning their division.
The Rams win their division. If you put $10 on this parlay, ladies and gentlemen, if you want a tail, $10 wins you $32,556 at this time.
Let's ride.
So we're going to ride with this. We'll see how it goes. It's a fun thing to do every year just because, you know.
Yep.
It's a time.
All right, just to run through it one more time. Mm-hmm. AFC East winners, Buffalo Bills.
Bills.
AFC North winners, Cincinnati Bengals.
Houday.
AFC South winners, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
AFC West, LA Chargers.
Yes.
NFC East, Dallas Cowboys.
Yes,
NFC
sir.
NFC North, Detroit Lions. NFC South, New Orleans Saints.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFC West, the gauntlet division, the LA Rams.
Yes, the gauntlet.
And that is, I'm putting five on this to win $16,000.
There we go. And by the way, the Chiefs are evaluating Xavier Worthy now for an injury.
Oh.
Shoulder injury. So
oh,
two wide receivers down for the Chiefs at this point in time.
That's a tough one.
Not good. Not good. For them. Seriously. Not trying to make light of injuries or anything like that. Seriously.
They're going to call Stephon Diggs is what they're going to
do. That's 100% what they're going to do.
They're going to call Stephon Diggs.
Oh, boy. Looking at the confetti again, except he's on the team. That's crazy. Anyway, we're going to take a timeout. We'll wrap up Sports Talk Saturday on the other side. Joe Calley, Owen Parker here with you. You're listening to WGR.